And let's bring in Mike Causey.
We
relive the old Big East days when the Big East was really the Big East, but Villanova comes out on top.
Yeah, it was a boring game.
I didn't watch it.
I watched a little bit of it. Villanova pulled away. I put on Atomic Blonde and watched that again.
Yes, right.
Great soundtrack.
Oh, gosh, what did I watch? Oh, I watched Mike, if you can rent it or you can see it. You'll like this movie. It stars Burt Reynolds, okay? It's called The Last Movie Star. Mike, it's unbelievable.
All right. I'll put it on a list.
If you like Burt Reynolds, I think he should be nominated for an Academy Award next year for it.
All right.
He's that good in it. It's about an hour and 45-minute movie. If you don't have anything else to do, but it's called The Last Movie Star.
Okay.
All right. With that being said,
I was watching the basketball, and it got lopsided. So, you know, there's no interest in once it gets lopsided when you're expecting a good game. So I started watching baseball, and then Atomic Blonde came on 11 o'clock.
Now, the Yankees canceled their game yesterday.
Yeah, they did a good thing. I was writhing in pain on the couch yesterday morning, and I heard about 8 o'clock in the morning that the Yankees called it off.
Now they might
have. The Mets followed suit after that.
They might have trouble today because there might be rain today.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to rain heavy this afternoon, just around their game time. So they're probably going to hold off on calling it again, but they're going to have a real problem playing today because they put the sprinklers on to get rid of the snow yesterday, so the field had to be saturated. They have good drainage, but now you're going to get more rain on top of that today. They'll be hard-pressed to get that game in again.
All right. And speak ding-dong, the witch is dead. Geno Smith, no longer a Giant. He is.
He's a Charger.
Yeah.
Shows you the shape that team is in.
The guy just keeps getting jobs.
Well, there's no quarterbacks. That just shows you the state of the NFL. If Geno Smith can keep getting hired, what's that tell you about the NFL?
Because what did he show you when he filled in for the Giants last year? What
Same
did
he thing show? He showed you when he's with the Jets.
Yeah.
He's inept.
Yeah,
and
nothing. Even inept as a backup quarterback, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Him as a starter is unfathomable. But him as a relief pitcher, too, oof. If he comes in, mail it in, man. You're done.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but I saw that and I had a laugh. What an experiment for the New York Football. That tells you a little bit about the former.
Hey, I told you last. What did I tell you last year? Huh? I said they signed him. I said that tells you a lot about what shape they're in.
It was tough. I'll tell you, it was tough. That's all I could say.
Yeah. Definitely.
A tough season. Don't even like thinking about it anymore. That's right. Move on to next year, hopefully. Things will be better. That's right. You're right. Where else do we move to now in sports?
The one that's going to carry us, baseball.
All right.
Looking at the standings this morning, there's a couple of things that I said and a couple of things that need to be brought to attention. I said the Pirates could be good this year. They're 4-0. They haven't played at home yet. They played one game at home, and they're 1-0, but they won three games on a row. They're scoring runs. That's the type of team they're going to be this year. They could be a surprise team this year, and I'm see that they're 4-0. I think I'm kind of right with it. The one that's a deceiving 4-1 is the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox are on the bottom feeding tour, which means they're going through Florida. They're playing the Rays, and they're playing the Marlins. They're probably the two worst teams in baseball. So don't get carried away about this 4-1 mark with the Red Sox right now because they should be 5-0. They blew one game against the Rays on opening day, and they should have been 5-0. 4-1 going through Florida right now is what they should be. So we'll go with that and see what happens with it. And like I said earlier this year, the Orioles are awful. And they're 1-3, and in four games they've only scored 6 runs and given up 21. So a couple of things are going the way that I thought. Again, with the Astros, they're by far the cream of the crop. I watched them. They were on TV last night. Was their home opener. They just dismantled last night at home against who did they play last night? Who did the Astros play last night? I was watching. It was 6-0. They were just destroying this team. Oh, the Orioles, of course. So there was never a contest. The entire lineup was hitting. It could have been worse than 6-1 with a couple other hits. But they're playing very good ball. The Nationals, hold your breath. They're 4-0. We'll see what happens with that. And the Mets are a very deceiving 2-1. People are talking about this and that. Well, they won their two games with the pitchers that can win for them, with Syndergaard and DeGrom. They looked very, very normal with Mats, and now the Dark Knight is waiting his turn. Those are the two pitchers that have to pitch for the Mets to have any chance, and so far they're 0-1 with that. So we'll see how it plays out, but look out for the Pirates, and don't be fooled by the Red Sox.
All right, now how's your leg feeling? Any better for your trip to Florida?
I don't know. It's still very sore and it feels swollen, so I got to speak to the doctor today if I can still make it or not. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Just get a cane and go.
Get a cane? I ain't getting no cane.
Get a cane.
I'll walk with a fungo bat, not a cane.
Right. Well, bring a fungo bat and walk with a fungo bat.
Yeah, the x-rays came up negative. Right. The vein test for blood clots came up negative. They make you do 9 tests. Isn't there just one test they can do to check the knee for everything?
There's 9. There's more than 9. You're lucky you got off easy.
Unbelievable.
It's a good thing you got.
Everyone is a Benjamin.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, Mr. Benjamin, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hey, they say your boy Tiger Woods is looking good this weekend.
He's played good in the last 5 tournaments he's been in, finished in the top 5, top 6. But he's 40 now, and he's playing against these 21, 22, and 23-year-olds. The tables are turned. So for him to win, he has to play perfect.
Media stirring the pot. That's what it is.
The old Tiger.
They want to get people to tune into the Masters this weekend.
The old Tiger Woods in his 20s didn't have to play perfect to win. And now against 20-year-olds, he's got to play perfect to win.
You mean I could go up the stairs a million times and not hurt my knee, but now I go up once and it gets hurt.
That's exactly right. You got it.
There it is.
And you know I'm a Tiger Woods fan. I want him to do good.
Oh, I know.
And I want him to do good. And I think he will do good. I think he'll consistently this year finish in the top 10. I think he's going to be good at 40 years old.
Being competitive is a lot better than he was.
Yeah, but beating 21 and 22-year-olds, I don't know. That's a lot to ask for, especially in a major.
I agree.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.